Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
A dirt bike rider who has died after he collided with a car. This is West Philadelphia, 52nd and Spruce Streets. So the dirt bike rider was trapped beneath the vehicle. They rushed the victim to the hospital and could not save that person's life. The driver of the other vehicle stayed at the scene. No word yet on whether charges will be filed in this case. And I don't have word. I don't believe that this West Philadelphia, this tragic situation, but was this dirt bike rider somebody who was illegal on the roads? I believe that this is an illegal situation on a city street. So a dirt bike rider, you know, this is a tragic outcome of riding these illegal vehicles on the roadways.
Let me ask you, because, and I get everybody has their own little thing, you know, some people like sports cars, some people like trucks, some people enjoy boating, others like do aviation. What's the fascination with riding a dirt bike in the city?
It's to be rebellious.
Is it?
You know, Dawn's is tragic. I say, you know, F around and find out.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
stop with the, you know, trying to terrorize civilians on the street with your stupid dirt bikes.
Yeah.
And if you collide with something bigger than you, sorry.
No,
you shouldn't be riding in the first place.
I've driven ATVs before, and they're fun. But, you know,
off-road.
In a controlled setting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Off-road.
Right.
Absolutely.
I'm not a motorcycle guy, but I have nothing against people that have a bike. But, you know, I would think it's smart to wear a helmet. Do we know if these dirt bikers wear helmets? Because I would imagine.
Usually. Of course not.
No?
Of course not.
Okay. I just know they love to wear masks and cover their identity up, so I figured they would wear a helmet as well.
They're doing wheelies down the street.
Yeah.
I don't know who this person is, if they're underage. I have no idea with this situation. I really don't.
Okay.
That's all the information I have, so I will continue to follow up and get more details for you. We have a 14-year-old charged with starting one of several huge wildfires that spread across New Jersey over the last month. So New Jersey declaring a drought and asking people, it's a drought situation. We've had very little rain over more than 40 days, and they've red flag warnings, all of that. But in this case, this is Evesham police, and they're saying that October 30th, officers responded to a forest fire near Sycamore Avenue. This is near the Berlin Township, right on the border there. And they say that they accuse this 14-year-old of starting a fire that burned at least 52 acres of land. So New Jersey Forest Fire Service, Evesham Fire Department, this was tough to fight. Hundreds of first responders and firefighters, you know, trying to fight this thing. We have no injuries reported, but in that one, they discovered that fire, that original one, had been intentionally set, they say, by a teenager. So the teen is 14 years old, started the wildfire, facing serious charges. The question I have is, will this person, you know, will the parents be fined? Because sometimes we see that where if it's catastrophic, the parents can face fines.
Yeah, is this kid a pyromaniac? What's going on?
Yeah,
that's
so
what I want to know.
So because it's a juvie case, and I don't know if the individual will be charged as an adult or anything of that nature, but they won't give the name or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they do point out that you will be charged right now because of the drought in Jersey. I don't know that there's a law on this, but they're putting restrictions on water usage and watering lawns, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So asking you to, you know, be cautious about how much water you use amid the droughts. So a big story, it broke mid-morning yesterday, but it's worth talking about this morning. And that is a losing day in court with District Attorney Larry Krasner. Remember, he had filed that suit against Elon Musk over Musk's $1 million voter, the sweepstakes that Musk was offering $1 million to people in swing states, battleground states like Pennsylvania, $1 million if you signed a petition saying you would support the First and Second Amendments. At this point, the judge, Judge Foglietta, had ruled that, in fact, the prosecutor's, the DA's office and the prosecutors did not make their case. They did not show evidence. They did not even make a compelling argument, they said. So Musk's lawyers had, you know, defended that this was a core, this was really at the heart of it, core political speech that they were allowed to do. So Judge Foglietta denying Krasner's petition after the hearing last week and saying that Krasner essentially did not even have a case.
Of course not. It was all political. We knew that. And Larry takes the L. I mean, this guy never even goes to court. Now all of a sudden he wants to go to court because it's Elon Musk. I mean, come on.
So Elon Musk was giving out $1 million, you know, per person a day leading up to the election, $1 million there. And now, well, Pennsylvanians will pay at least $1 million up to their estimates. This will cost all of us here in Pennsylvania, as far as tax dollars, $2 million for a recount, because Senator Bob Casey did not waive that automatic recount. Despite all the lawyers and officials saying there's no way that the incumbent Democrat, Senator Bob Casey Jr., can win this race against his opponent, Republican Senator-elect Bob McCormick, or I should say Dave McCormick.
Yeah. Did you see your boy Guy Shiraki tweeting that Casey's lawyers, some of the substance of this court case, they are actually in court arguing for the following votes to be counted. Number one, ballots of non-registered voters. Two, unsigned mail-in ballots. Three, mail-in ballots without dates. And number four, ballots cast in a county where the voter does not live. I would dismiss this right away. All four of them.
Yep.
This is your argument? Basically, illegal votes is what you're seeking and searching for?
Yes. Yeah, so,
bye-bye.
Okay, sorry.
No. I'm saying bye-bye to these lawyers. Get out of here.
So I don't know if our friend, you know, Linda Kearns is listening. She's still in court, protectthevote.com that we've talked about. And yesterday, right at 10 o'clock, actually, she called in to say they were back in court again for exactly the reasons that you stated. And she broke news at that point because she was saying this, that in Montgomery County, Bucks County, the argument here is that they have decided they want to count votes that should not be counted, that are illegal.
Yeah.
And so now they're within 30,000 votes. At one point, the margin was reportedly 40,000. They still have roughly 80,000 ballots. Some of these are provisionals, but they are expected, to your point, Nick, and what Linda Kearns was saying yesterday, that at the end of the day, they have to look at all of these votes.
Yep.
And then it's going to go to court, because the courts have ruled and the courts have been definitive about what the law says.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this is very costly. The minimum cost, $1 million, and it could be in the millions. And so Linda Kearns had made a plea right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT for Senator Casey, I know, a longtime incumbent. It's difficult to lose a race, she had said, but in essence, she had made a plea that he knows the outcome. And the argument here is that if you get these texts and I get them, they are fundraising off of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're using this to say, and I keep getting the fundraising texts, I could show them to you, please donate. because Bob Casey needs to do this recount. You need to donate money. And so that, in fact, they're using this.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, that's something that's out. They are using that as a fundraising tool to raise money, despite the fact that all the experts are saying that, and they're arguing in court, that this is going nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care about your party affiliation, Democrat, Republican, whatever. So it's not a partisan thing. But if you can't figure out how to sign your ballot, how to put the correct date down, or even to put a date at all, then you don't deserve to vote. This is not a complicated process. I'm sorry. You should not be involved in other people's lives and decision-making processes if you can't actually look down at your watch, and I know most people don't wear watches anymore, or look down at your smartphone and see, oh, okay, today is October 8th. Let me put the correct date down. If you can't do that, then you don't deserve to be a part of the process. I'm sorry. And this, we're not voting for the homecoming queen here, okay?
Are you saying Bob Casey's a homecoming queen?
He might be. He might have to transition to that.
His, you know, you think about his Senate career, dad, obviously a legacy famous governor here, but Casey Jr., his career spanning four presidencies from George W. Bush and obviously through Joe Biden, now outgoing.
Yep.
I know we'll talk about, Nick, you know, we've got the big take coming up and covering everything that was happening, fast breaking hour by hour, a lot of exciting news with our entire country seemingly engaged in the cabinet picks of a president-elect, which I don't know that we've ever seen that level of awareness or talk as if it's, I do feel like, I'll tell you, like it's an NFL draft.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Damn you, Stenzel, and you took the sports analogy right? No, it's fine. It does, right? Like you're just sitting there waiting for, all right, who's Howie Roseman going to grab in this round? Oh, all right, Matt Gaetz in the fifth round. Yep, this guy in the seventh round. Come on down, Tulsi Gabbard. Yeah. Look, a lot of people that were involved over the last 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, no matter what your party affiliation, it's a good thing that people are activated and aware and debating all this.
Yeah.
That's probably a good thing, right?
The next step in the process, we did the victory lap last week. Now let's start looking at some of the key players that are going to be a part of this administration.
So we do have, speaking of the NFL, we have a big game coming up tonight.
We
Eagles v. Commanders.
Yeah, baby.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, get your Amazon Prime subscriptions renewed if you haven't already, folks. It's the only way to watch it.
Oh.
What? It'll be on here locally.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Okay, good.
Channel 6, I guess, maybe? Or 10? I don't know. Who owns Amazon? Is that NBC? I forget. No, Peacock is NBC. It'll be on 3, 6, 9, 12, 20, 29, something like that.
I'm trying to look really fast, and I apologize. I should know that, but I don't know where it'll air because I always just count on one of the three males in my household's going to have the game on.
Yeah. Find that remote, click on that app, find that password. Oh, what a process.
So Eagles, Commanders, a lot of excitement over that. And then the forecast real quick here because we want to get to the big take, the all-important big take. But it's chilly. Okay, it's 39 degrees, brisk today. The sun will peep out this morning, but this evening we will see some rain. Again, not a measurable amount. But we're not really reaching much more than the low to mid 50s today, depending on where you are, and cloud cover, like I say, rain this evening. So kind of a raw, brisk day for this. You know, it is mid-November. We also had the Christmas tree arrive and the lighting. Now the tree at City Hall will be decorated. So it's starting to feel like the holiday season.
Jeez.
I know.
I see Christmas decorations up.
Yes.
Yeah, down the hall where the music has already started, apparently. It's like walking past the North Pole.
No, I'm not even talking about our sister station. I'm talking about, like, houses.
Yeah.
Houses.
Oh, houses.
Yeah. My wife's already floating out the idea of doing the tree pre-Thanksgiving.
Just to get her done?
I don't know.
Well, Thanksgiving's late this year, so
it is.
I guess people are taking advantage of it being late and doing it before Thanksgiving.
I guess. I typically do the first Saturday in December is usually the way I try to approach it.
I'm with your wife, though, this year, because, like, this weekend we're in the low 60s and it's going to be sunny. And then what if we finally do get the rain or we get precipitation or freezing cold?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's that.
I don't know. I might cage my wife as well.
He caged me yesterday, if you missed it, and the dog.
By the
and
way, what,
Carvel's cat.
Can you read that text you got, Nick? You don't say who it's from.
Yeah, from our buddy Joe. This was great. So, one of the Zeoli Army listeners is my buddy Joe Snow. He Golf's over at Bluebell. He says, good show this morning. I was driving in the Philly area early for meetings. I was able to listen to the whole ride in. It would be funny if you do a show from a dog cage. Do it for charity. Tell Stocker to get on this. Or do a remote from the SPCA.
I like the idea of putting you in a dog cage in that studio. And
give me a headset. Well, I'll do it like remotely.
All the proceeds go to the SPCA.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Do they make giant dog cages?
I could actually fit in the dog cage that we use for our dog. It's almost like a walk-in. Yeah, it's not. By the way, it's not like he's in like a little 3x3. Like, you know,
it's still.
It's like a palace.
It's not a palace. It's not a palace.
I give him a blanket and his
he's
stuffy.
Not happy.
For those of you that tuned in that didn't hear the show yesterday, first of all, why?
Yeah. Where were you? Yeah.
Second of all,
we start at 6 a.m.
Nick said that sometimes when him and his family go out for 10 or 12 hours, they cage the dog for the entire time.
Yeah, probably four to six times a year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Send your hate comments in YouTube. I don't read them anyway.
And Greg, I probably live 15 minutes? Greg and I both said, just drop your doggy off to our house.
Oh,
we'll take the doggy.
Jimmy Kelly marked the tape, 8:36 yesterday. It's already been sent to me in my files.
You might not get your dog back. Yeah, right. You know?
I'd be fine with that, actually.
Well, that is Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:18, let's get to a Thursday Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
And it's brought to you by Wawa, Senate and Sworn to Secrecy. I'm a big believer in saying what you think, meaning what you say, and owning your speech and your actions. I have no problem telling you what I have voted for. In fact, I've told you when this show started almost 3 years ago that prior to being a Trump voter, I grew up in a moderate Democrat family, not really a political family by any stretch. I even voted in 2008 for Barack Obama before becoming a Republican in 2016. But what happened yesterday to Donald Trump and the newly GOP-controlled Senate was the epitome of cowardice. That's right. I think it's cowardice. Yesterday, Republican senators voted to elect John Thune as Senate Majority Leader as he takes over for Mitch McConnell. I wanted it to be Rick Scott, the Republican senator from Florida. He and Donald Trump are aligned in vision and policy. He's a businessman, a former outsider. I'm not shocked, though, nor am I surprised that Scott didn't get the vote. In fact, I gave you the odds on Monday's show, courtesy of Polymarket, that showed Rick Scott was the favorite, but it was only a 52% chance to emerge as the Senate leader. John Thune was at 40%. So he was in no way, shape, or form a long shot. But what I can't stand, nor can many of you, I would assume, is how these votes are done behind closed doors, in secrecy. Americans across the country elect these senators into office. We pay their salaries. As their constituents, but ultimately their customers, we deserve transparency. And I'm happy that Trump is back in the White House. Republicans have the Senate. Republicans have maintained the House. SCOTUS has a conservative majority. It doesn't get much better than that. And I get it. You can't have everything you want. I'm not keen of Marco Rubio. I have my doubts of Kristi Noem in the position she was put in. The rest of Trump's picks so far, I am on board with. But this vote of John Thune over Rick Scott just reeks of establishment Republicans who are looking out for their own interests to play nice-nice with their fellow Democrats and attempt to slow down Trump's momentum, his vision, and his agenda. And I've been clear about my thoughts on many Republicans in office. I'm not opposed to every single swamp creature. I'm also not in love with every single outsider. I try to judge and evaluate the ones we cover who are in the news and in the spotlight on a case-by-case basis. I've told you before, Carrie Lake, she's a loser, a two-time loser now. Marjorie Taylor Greene makes it all about herself. I like Byron Donalds. I like J.D. Vance. I don't like Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio. I do like Nancy Mace, and I do like Tim Scott. I'm probably unique in those views because usually Republicans are either part of the swamp or only down with the outsiders. It's a blend for me based on personality, voting choices, and whether or not they do the job at hand or if they make it about themselves. But John Thune seems like a succession plan. Keep in mind, he's Mitch McConnell's number two. This is the equivalent of the head coach retiring in football and then promoting the unpopular offensive coordinator to fill the vacancy. You look at Trump, he's the new owner of the franchise. I want his guys, not the other person's leftovers. And I know conservatives are probably ticked off about this, and they should be. This feels like the equivalent of potentially having to go from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris. Think about it. Kamala tried to claim that it would be a break from Biden. But when asked if she would change anything she's done over the last 4 years, when asked by Sonny Hostin on The View, she said, no, nothing comes to mind. I hope that's not deja vu with John Thune succeeding Mitch McConnell. MAGA Republicans wanted nothing to do with Kevin McCarthy leading the House, and we want nothing to do with the remains of the Mitch McConnell era. Thune said the following yesterday on television. Listen and watch this.
The United States Senate, and it's a new day in America. The American people have loudly rejected the failed policies of the Biden-Harris-Schumer agenda. And this Republican team is united. We are on one team. We are excited to reclaim the majority and to get to work with our colleagues in the House to enact President Trump's agenda. We have a mandate from the American people, a mandate not only to clean up the mess left by the Biden-Harris-Schumer agenda, but also to deliver on President Trump's priorities. We will make sure that the president and his team have the tools and the support that they need to enforce border security laws and to remove the violent criminals who are wreaking havoc in every one of our states. We will work to make America prosperous again by streamlining the bureaucratic machine and overturning costly Biden-Harris regulations. And we will work to restore American energy dominance, not just our energy security, but energy dominance, which will lower costs and bolster our national security.
Now, look, I'll give him a chance, but if he fails, I want him ousted quick, fast, and in a hurry. Why, you might ask? Because his track record indicates what I just played is nothing more than lip service and BS. The Heritage Foundation rated him 62% conservative compared to 95% conservative for Rick Scott. Now, that doesn't disqualify him, in my opinion. His past words, though, are more of a red flag. Here was John Thune a few years ago on Washington Post Live. Listen and watch this.
Donald Trump is the Republican nominee. Would you support him?
Well, I'm hoping, Leanne, to have other options.
I'm just hoping for other options as well for Senate Majority Leader Rick Scott, for one. But that was when he was on the 117th Congress. We're now up to the 119th edition of Congress. Look, I'm willing to give him a chance. MAGA is in love with J.D. Vance. But after what J.D. Vance said about Trump 8 years ago, things change, right? Trump has also given Marco Rubio a second chance after competing against him in the past. But there's more receipts that Thune is an anti-Trumper. Here's Thune on Trump's social media approach years ago on Fox News. Listen and watch this.
But it's certainly not helpful, and it's not presidential. President needs to stay focused. We've got an agenda.
Have you reached out to the White House to express that?
I haven't reached out specifically with this latest tweet, but I think the White House is fully aware of what many of us think in terms of the use of social media, and I think the president, I'd like to see him confine it to talking about the issues that the American people care about in his agenda, which is jobs and the economy and tax reform and infrastructure and health care reform.
We just heard from the White House saying,
oh, mean tweets. My God, he puts out mean tweets. Stay focused. Sources tell Fox News that no candidate reached a majority yesterday during the first secret ballot in the old Senate chamber on Wednesday morning. Senator Rick Scott from Florida received actually the least amount of votes, and he was knocked out of the race immediately. It was down to then Thune and Cornyn. Some of the other details include each of the candidates that made a final pitch to their fellow Republican senators. That occurred late Tuesday night in a forum held by Senator Mike Lee, Republican for Utah. Joining Thune in leadership are John Barrasso of Wyoming, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, James Langford from Oklahoma, and Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina. Now, Rick Scott walked out of the meeting with two new public endorsements from both Lee and Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, but a source familiar with Fox News told Blackburn that he had multiple questions during the discussion, including, quote, how they would give conservatives a more meaningful voice in the Senate and for specific details as to how they would immediately implement Trump's mass deportation operation. Apparently, Scott's remarks did not do much to impress or sway the members. According to reports and sources, he, quote, focused more on his time as a businessman instead of the priorities for the Senate. So that's an interesting curveball. Now, if true, based on that, then maybe Rick Scott dropped the ball in his presentation, and he wasn't convincing enough. If so, that is on him. But Scott had received support from Ted Cruz, Ron Johnson, Bill Hagerty, Tommy Tuberville, Rand Paul, and Marco Rubio. I know we want it all, but you can't always get everything that you want. But let's give him a chance. Let's see if John Thune is like J.D. Vance and he's had an awakening, or if it's more of the same old, and time will tell. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Big Take this morning is brought to you by Wawa. Excuse me, getting a little hoarse here. You may have heard Wawa has pizza, but did you know that Wawa has pizza at a really great price? Right now, get a personal size 14 or 16 inch Wawa for just $6, $8, or $10 because you got to have a Wawa. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in on social media at 1210 WPHD. Or, of course, you can let it rip in the YouTube chat. We'll continue with this conversation on John Thune as well as the Trump administration beginning to take shape. Gabbard and Gates, come on down. We'll kick it around when we come back here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. But first, a word from our friends at Piazza Auto Group, and we are talking today about the 2025 Hyundai Tucson, the brand's most popular SUV. Bold new vision has plenty of cargo space while it's standard all-wheel drive, and great gas mileage keeps you prepared for any adventure. It also protects you and your family members with best-in-class safety. You can visit them today. Piazza Hyundai of Pottstown, just off of Route 422, or Piazza Hyundai of Westchester on Route 202, online at PiazzaHyundai.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
So I wanted to get your thoughts yesterday as to the way this vote played out in secrecy as John Thune emerges victorious. Rick Scott, he didn't even make it from the trimming of three down to two. So we did not get what I think a lot of us wanted. I know I wanted Rick Scott just because it seems to me like him and Trump are in harmony together. But I am willing to give a guy like Thune a chance. Same thing with Mike Johnson on the House side. And Mike Johnson, I think, has kind of been, you know, he's been up and down, hit or miss. I would just say Mike Johnson has been meh. You know, meh, like the kids say on social media, M-E-H, meh. I don't really have a take one way or the other on Mike Johnson, but did not get what I wanted yesterday. But the bigger issue is these individuals that we put into office and they vote and we don't know how they vote. That is the thing that I think we deserve more and we deserve better of.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, I think it's notable that when Trump put out any statement, he did not endorse anybody. He actually did not, because I even went back and looked yesterday after the vote. I was like, did he actually come out and say who he, we all inferred, obviously.
Well, he said Rick Scott's my guy, right? Or something like that.
He didn't come out with what I think is a clear cut endorsement.
Yes, correct.
Did he want Rick Scott to obviously, you know, win his Senate election? Does he like him? Did he prefer him? Absolutely.
He has called Thune in the past Mitch's boy and a rhino. So
yeah, but look at the actual statement that he put out. All he really cared about was that whoever gets that majority seat, mm-hmm. It was important to him, and reportedly behind the scenes they all promised this, that essentially they would I'm, you know, paraphrasing here to not use the technical terms, but they would, in essence, fast track all of the different appointments so that they can get things done,
mm-hmm.
so that things aren't delayed through these procedures that they have in place.
That was the promise
that all three reportedly, mm-hmm. that they all did promise him that. And then I just felt like Trump he stayed out of it.
Elon Musk, according to the Daily Beast, Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson were the ones that lobbied the hardest against Thune and for Rick Scott. So to your point, there were people out there pushing harder for Rick Scott than specifically Donald Trump, right? And I saw, yeah, I was watching a little television last night, because, God, man, Tuesday and Wednesday night television is just painful. Just absolutely painful.
All right, Grandpa.
It's just, you know, Mondays are great, Thursdays are Fridays. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you might as well just go to bed.
Is it because there's no sports on?
Yeah, that's right. No sports. That's right. That's
you know,
right.
My sons, this is so weird, but they you know what they love? Columbo.
The old detective.
And I thought, yeah. Nick would love this, actually.
Oh, yeah. My pops was a big Columbo guy.
I'm telling you, things come full circle. When you get so much technology and so much everything at your fingertips, you're like, what's this TV thing? Oh, look at this show from the 1970s. Columbo. Let's watch this.
Columbo.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there watching Columbo. Yeah. By the way, they've done a reboot of Matlock. Have you seen that? It's CBS is rolling it out with, what's her name? She was the Molly Brown in the Titanic. Kathy
Bates.
I was going to say Kathy Barnett.
Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates, yeah. But anyway, not to get sidetracked and go down a rabbit hole of old television shows, which we could do that when things slow down eventually, but they never do around here. So Byron, I was watching television last night, and Byron Donalds was which, by the way, I'd like to see. There's still other positions within the cabinet, and there's hundreds of jobs. I'd like to see Byron Donalds really get a chance to do something.
So great.
He's so phenomenal, and he's been good. He's a great speaker. He's very convincing. He was saying, look, make no mistake about it, that this is the Trump agenda, and John Thune knows that. And he pretty much basically was saying, without saying, like, if you don't fall in line to make sure that things are accomplished that Donald Trump wants to achieve, you will not last in this position. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I don't think we're ever going to get to the point like we did with Kevin McCarthy, with all of those votes and those counts and things like that, that went well into the night in the early morning hours. But there's definitely people out there that are not ecstatic about this pick.
They're not, but remember we talked about this on Tuesday with Sean Farish, and I said at the time, I think it's Thune because, and we have to say his name, Thune.
Thune. Like, yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Elitist.
But yes, that's, but.
The Thunes. Is that French, by the way?
The
what is
Thunes.
That?
Thunes. Ugh. I hate it already.
But
I
the thing too. Is, you know, obviously he has Thune.
Yeah.
I can't say it, you know.
No.
Tune. We should just say tune, like Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
But and I just my sense of Thune is that he's a guy who, you know, has favor with his fellow senators, and he lobbied well with him, and that goes in part to that's part of the job. And so, what I think MAGA Republicans are worried about, and rightfully so, is that all of us remember when Thune, when he was on all those shows, and I forget which time it was with impeachment hearings or whatever, Russia, 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 going back.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy was on all those shows, on those Sunday morning shows, all those shows. And I just remember him. I just wanted to throw something at the television. You know what I mean? And so I think it's that visceral reaction. Like, oh, God,
mm-hmm.
This guy is going to give the shiv. He's not. You know, he's really not on board. He's saying anything. So that's, I think, what all the MAGA people, because mm-hmm. of everything we've all been through, what we think. But allegedly, he's on the team. Mike Johnson had said that they were all his favorites, the House Speaker. And we know that Johnson is in step with Trump, and they've mm-hmm. had conversations.
Yep.
So.
All right. 855-839-1210. Let me get to Tulsi Gabbard, and I want to get to Gates as well. But I'm starting with Gabbard because I think she's A, going to be good at this job, and B, I like her. I'm not 100% sold on the Gates pick, so we'll get to that because I know there'll be a more discussion on that. I think Tulsi Gabbard is well-liked, obviously, by some, if not many, Republicans, and some, if not many, Democrats, as a former Democrat herself, as she is now tabbed as the Director of National Intelligence. I saw this tweet from Libs of TikTok, and this is perfectly illustrated. I'm just going to steal this because I agree with it wholeheartedly. They put Tulsi Gabbard on a terror watch list. Now she's the Director of National Intelligence, the biggest FU to the deep state swamp, which is absolutely valid. I think she has been phenomenal. You guys know I like her a lot. If Trump was going to go female for vice president, I was, you know, I don't know if I was lobbying for, but I said that she would be my top pick if Trump felt like he needed a female vice president, especially to win over moms in the suburbs post Roe v. Wade for the election. Obviously, the rest of that is history, and it's water under the bridge. But I think she will do a really good job. I find it interesting, too, because she's an Iraq War veteran, and she was a lieutenant colonel. And also, the way they frame it is that she controversially met with Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad in 2019 and declared that he was not an enemy of the U.S. And it's interesting how the mainstream media tries to paint her as somebody in a negative light because she deems somebody in the Middle East not to be an enemy of the U.S. It's almost like the mainstream media has been corrupted by the military-industrial complex, and it's, oh, how dare that somebody say that somebody in the Middle East is not an enemy of the U.S.? Because why? Because we want to keep blowing things up in the Middle East and going to war? So I really like her. They also characterize it, according to Axios, as in an unusually high-profile pick for a bureaucratic job coordinating between U.S. intelligence agencies. So why is it a bad thing if she's high profile and she got one of these jobs? I mean, she's been out there on the front lines with Trump for a while now. I think she's going to be a really good pick. Before we get to Gates, Dawn, any thoughts on Tulsi Gabbard in this role?
Well, I think, first of all, what all of these people have in common is that they're fighters and they're loyal. I mean, she's been loyal to Trump. She's come on board. She has co-led his transition team, and he trusts her. So he has to, you know, sit in a room with his cabinet members. He has to meet with these people face to face. He has to work with these people. He wants to be confident that they're loyal to him, because at the end of the day, I don't see him delegating to these jobs to any of these people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think that's the point that individuals are saying, oh, you know, who was it? Susan Collins of Maine. She had express surprise with the Gates pick, but I just think it tells you that Trump is, he's the commander in chief. He's running things. He respects these people. And the question I have is how much of Don Jr. is, how much Don Jr. was involved in
some of these selections,
talking some of these selections out, because we do know,
especially the younger outsiders, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that Trump this time around, he does not want in his cabinet any possibility of anybody giving him the shiv. But think about this. Remember that Don Jr. wants J.D. Vance to carry on the baton.
Right.
So look at who might threaten that. And that's why I think they've blocked out certain people like Nikki Haley.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, a lot of the mainstream media, oh, who's Pete Hegseth? Where'd this TV dude come from? Look, you can be somebody that's never served in a certain role, but yet have all the pedigree and all the chops to do it. Okay, Stocker selected me to do Morning Drive when Rich went to Afternoon. I mean, I know radio. I've done sports talk radio. I had never done talk radio before. So, like, I'll sit here and defend the Tulsi Gabbards or anybody out there, the Pete Hegseths that are being put in a position that they've never actually done that specific position. Pete Hegseth is a combat veteran, right? He's a great communicator. That's why he's on TV. So you can enter a job that you've never worked in before and be a home run hire. Now, let me get to Matt Gaetz. Now, he's a lawyer. He's going to be the attorney general. Do I think he can do the job? Yeah, I think he can do the job, right? He went to law school. He went to, I think it was William and Mary College of Law. So I don't question his ability, his acumen to prosecute things on behalf of the United States. I think he could probably do the job really well. He's a pit bull. He doesn't give a damn. That being said, and I'm always honest with the audience, I don't really like Matt Gaetz. I've made it pretty clear. I think he's kind of a D-bag. I have no disdain for, like, whatever he's been accused of doing, the sex trafficking, you know, the Department of Justice. By the way, I actually, because I was so bored last night, and I'm flipping through the channels, Joy Reid was on, and I saw the readout on my TV guide on YouTube TV. So I put her on, and they had breaking news across with the little, like, red banner that Matt Gaetz is under investigation by the That is not breaking news. That is complete journalism malpractice to say that it's breaking news.
Well,
he was under
investigation by the
House.
No, he is under. Well, he resigned, so he was under investigation with the House Ethics Committee.
But that's not breaking news.
No,
that's been going on for a long time.
Allegedly, they were supposed to release a report on him on Friday that was quote highly damaging, and he resigned just in time for that to not happen.
And I can separate, like, there's some like with Tulsi Gabbard. Like, I'd like to Tulsi Gabbard, and I think she's going to do a good job. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene, I align with her policy-wise. I think she's a sideshow freak. I don't need the power cleans in your garage gym. Like, I don't care about that. Just do what we pay you to do. So that's where I am with Gates. Like, I agree with Gates on policy. I like the fact that he's got balls, but I do also think he's kind of a jerk-off. But that's just me.
Saul Queen says Matt Gates probably doesn't lock his dog up in a crate for 10 hours.
That's fine. He just sex traffics kids. We could play that game all day. All right, Mr. Morality on YouTube. How about I put you in a cage? No, but like, I'd be honest. Like, I've said this in the past. Like, I think Gates does a little of the sideshow stuff. And like, if that's cool, if you're an entertainer, if you want to do a show on YouTube or do a podcast, great. You want to do a radio show? But I like the politicians outside. Well, Nick, you love Trump. Again, Trump is one of one. I don't need a bunch of wannabe Trumps out there. I need people that get things done. Right? Like, I don't need 53 showmen on my football team, right? I need my muckers and my grinders. I've got Jalen Hurts. I've got A.J. Brown. I need guys that get in there in the mud that don't want the attention and the spotlight. That's what I like about certain politicians. But again, I think Gates could do a really good job. And Gates has been against the weaponization of government. So I hope he keeps his word to that. Because even though I want to fight fire with fire, there's been a bad precedent set in this country. I don't want other politicians on the Democrat side prosecuted and being the victims of weaponized government. I want that era of politics to come to an end, right?
Okay. To go through this really quickly, yep, about Matt Gaetz.
Yep.
So pulling up the Committee on Ethics that was looking into this. And remember, this goes back to Kevin McCarthy. This goes back to the former House Speaker, why they butted heads.
Yeah.
Because they had allowed this ethics investigation. This was going through.
Mm-hmm.
There was a statement this past summer that said there's been a significant and unusual amount of public reporting on the committee's activities this Congress. Much of that reported has been inaccurate. And this was speaking about this ethics probe that they had been called to look at Representative Gates. And they said their investigations are conducted confidentially, but the committee's confidentiality rules do not prohibit witnesses from disclosing information about the committee's requests or conversations, mm-hmm, with their investigators. So as far as that goes, an investigation, as they go on and explain it, does not mean in any way that there are charges or that there's guilt of any sort.
Oh, I agree.
So
trust
this,
me.
Just so if, yeah, if somebody's tuning in and they're like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
This is years and years ago. He had allegedly signed up for, I don't know if it was an app, a dating site, whatever. And allegedly there was a person there who was
17.
A young woman who was 17 years old,
mm-hmm,
and that he had gone through one of these dating apps and gone out with her. And that's okay. The allegation.
Gone out with her.
Or, well,
took her out for a snow cone.
But hey, do we know about do we still know about the Congress member? Remember with the young man in the
Senate chamber,
in the boardroom, in the Senate chambers,
bumping and grinding in after hours.
Who was videotaping or whatever?
We still don't know.
An elder statesman who was a lawmaker that they were having relations.
We still don't know whose cocaine was in that cubby on July 4th of 2022.
If somebody on Substack, and I forget who it was, did a whole thing on this, what a hit job it was on, mm-hmm, Matt Gaetz. I have no idea what really happened, but
the oppo dump on this is going to be glorious.
And Greg, this still might come out.
Oh yeah.
This report still might come out, and it's just like Jack Smith. Jack, mm-hmm, Smith is going to resign. Oh, he's a special pro. He's going to resign, but he's still going to dump his report. And so, you know, all of these individuals, I don't know if I agree with investigating somebody, dumping information. It's like taking a dump on the whole judicial system.
Yeah, and which I'd like to do some days, actually.
In all seriousness, this is not our process in this country. If you have goods on people, if you have a crime, then charge them.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that this has swirled for years and years about Matt Gaetz,
yep,
and they're trying to destroy, you know, his reputation. But if usually with DOJ, they'll charge you with something.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't there any charges?
I agree.
Do you guys remember that interview that Matt Gaetz did with Tucker Carlson about that kid Nestor that he took in?
Oh yeah,
you guys remember that and how awkward and weird that was, and how he
Weird guy in general.
No. I mean, Matt Gaetz was a very odd conversation. I think there's a lot there.
It's a bizarre situation. All politicians, guys, they're all weird.
But then. Then we could say that if there's something here, if there's a crime, then charge him with something. You know what I mean? But the fact that they have, look at DOJ, how active they are, by the way, and the feds and the weaponization of government. So in my humble opinion, if there was something here with this guy, they would have charged him.
By the way, Road Warrior says, getting back to Nick in the in the cage, who's going to clean up Nick's poop in the cage?
I'm putting newspaper down.
I love it.
That's what we used to do for our puppy back in the day. Put the newspaper down, the old sports section. 855-839-1210. So right now, as we wrap up the hour, here's your administration to date. Marco Rubio, Pete Hegseth, Matt Gaetz, Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Kristi Noem, Tulsi Gabbard, John Ratcliffe, Mike Waltz, Tom Homan, Elise Stefanik, and Mike Huckabee. Those are the notable 12, we will call, in the Trump administration. I'm curious to know, on a scale, we'll do a real hokey hack exercise on radio like they do in sports. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you grade the Trump administration so far? 855-839-1210 is the phone number.
Do you think anybody's not going to say 10?
I go about an 8. About an 8.
How about this? If you think it's not a 10,
yes,
call in 855-839-1210.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right. Yeah. If you think it's a 12 out of 10, then I don't know. Tweet Dan Bongino.
It's a million out of 10. How about if you don't think it's a 10 out of 10?
Greatest thing I've ever seen. Gail and Company, hour number 2 is all the way. Stay right there.
You know, here's one more thing as I talk about how much I really appreciate DuckDuckGo and Privacy Pro. I can just right now, I'm pushing a button, close tabs, clear all data. And then it tells me this little fire emoji thing comes up. It's pretty cool. And then they want the feedback. Tell us your thoughts on Privacy Pro. So they always want you to give that feedback. But I'm enjoying using DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro, and really not even a full month into it. You know, I've used DuckDuckGo. I've talked about it for years. A local company, by the way. And they're used by millions and millions of people, but they keep your searches private. That's, in summary, that's the first thing I liked about DuckDuckGo, that I learned a lot about the fact that these searches are not always private. Did you know that? And so whether it's legal requests, the government data profiles, did you know that your information gets out there and even sometimes gets sold? DuckDuckGo is not tracking you at all. Every time you search on DuckDuckGo, it's as if you've never been there before. That's important to me. And so when I heard about Privacy Pro, which is this subscription service that I've now subscribed to from DuckDuckGo, I thought, well, this sounds interesting. And right away, a family member said, oh, it's going to make your service slow. You're going to do searches. It's going to be, it's going to take longer. Nope, not at all. They have this great VPN. It's important to know about this. 3-in-1 privacy subscription service really does help you protect your personal information. And I know this is important to you. You know, you think about your personal security in your vehicle, in your home. But what about when you're out about with your phone or your laptop or your computer at work, wherever you are on the go? That's why I believe in DuckDuckGo and Privacy Pro, the newer subscription service. So here's the thing with Privacy Pro. DuckDuckGo's VPN secures your Wi-Fi connection anytime, anywhere. They have identity theft restoration, which is, this in and of itself is a reason to subscribe, because if your identity gets stolen, I don't know if this has happened to you. It has happened to me twice in my life. It's a nightmare. DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro helps you restore it if your identity gets stolen. And number 3, the personal information removal. This is such an important aspect of this particular subscription service with Privacy Pro on desktop devices, whether it's Mac or Windows. I tell you, it works for me. And that's what's important. I look over here and I have how many hits a day where they're just basically out there, they're fighting for me and fighting for my privacy. That's how I feel. So search your name online. Do this. You may be surprised at how many sites are actually selling your information. This is information about you. Privacy Pro is going to help you remove that personal info from those creepy sites so they cannot share it, they cannot sell it. Here's the thing. You get all of this for $9.99 a month. As my listener, you go to duckduckgo.com/1210. You're going to get an exclusive 7-day free trial on me. DuckDuckGo.com. Do this, okay? DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.